Blog Talk Radio.
Alright. Yeah.
Yo.
There it is.
Listen up.
Yes.
I want you to take this one right here
take
and
this.
Knock them over their head over there.
Knock them over
their right?
motherfucking head in
this
the
one's for y'all.
Alright.
Yo.
What they gon' do? What they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
And what you represent?
West
Side LA.
What
they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
What you represent?
West Side LA.
How many different ways we gotta show we so original? Our words ain't so critical. We both so
unforgettable.
So when we come together, it's like magic. Calling Camelot. I'm not a artist. I'm a weed smoker, I just rap a lot. You definitely like the king of feet. Fuck it, call me Lancelot. You fucking with the
right,
niggas, show us what
come
you got. You think I'm playing?
Yeah.
Dagger only place to keep. I'll be a
Huckleberry.
Doc Holliday is in the street. Dagger so intelligent, I'm doing dumb shit for fun. Start a war with Kenny G. Kill whoever's wearing them. Line them up, execute them. Brother, uncle, son, or dad. Watch how fast they come about them. That's the way you kill a fad. I said a fad. Dagger ain't a homophobe. But look at me and touch me wrong. I crack a homo in front of them.
Right.
Look at me on overload. I'm paranoid. I'm still prepared to stay aware of hating motherfuckers. So I'm never scared.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
Yeah, see, when I visit, there's a lot of things I wanna do.
Listen.
Wanna smoke that British weed? Fuck a British bitch or two. A lot of drink. 80 proof or better. Tell the dagger Earl. Maybe grow a cherry curl and resurrect the fight. Doing all that we deserve, we in the streets and moving fast.
Wait.
Take me to the palace, better G, I make a car last. Wait, I heard that police out here, they don't even carry guns. Glad I didn't bring my niggas, they be robbing everyone. Yes, see, I'm
fucked up.
Wear a big old booty strip, but need the cutter, need the gutter. Hey, call me Dagger Ripper, money flipper, but you'll never see me throwing it around. It's in the UK, we don't stack, just we
J-Pow.
Dead, we're getting fat, I'm hungry still, gotta eat, I'm staying at the table. Well,
long as Jesse's serving me,
I'm leaving though before I go. Dagger's doing something mean, it's people over government.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
When the dagger's on the microphone, I'm buying them when you trippin' out. If I'm losing,
throw a bowl.
Gonna have to kick me out. Find me, I ain't paying shit. Go ahead and turn me in, I will post bail. And do the same shit again. Nigga, you can never win, so fight a
new time come.
You know you fucked up. You thought the master was an amateur. Your mistake,
kid is quick.
Jumping, spinning, judo kick. Connected to his upper lip. That nigga did a backflip. Rip out the spinal column. That's my if I was a cannibal, it would be my I'm all about my salary. I need it now. Hand it over. Need my weed, pills, and drink. You don't want the dagger for it. Yeah, I want it all. Big, tall, stacks of money. Fettuccine, tortellini, greenbacks, red and honey. 10 stacks, don't scratch. Big faces, bring them in. Paper cheese, cheddar, mozzarella, and
what they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say?
What
they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the out of the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
What the fuck they gonna say now, Jesse?
To our home.
Thanks, Mrs. S. House rules.
Unfortunately, there's a stern side to the welcome basket.
No smoking pot.
Mom, Jeff needs it. He's got a prescription. He has a compulsive disorder that could get really bad if he goes off his medication.
Oh, shut up, Haley. That's not true. Look, it's not even my rule. It's your dad's. You think I wouldn't like to spark up a doober every now and again? Just take a nice, slow, extra careful drive.
But, Mom...
It's okay, Haley. I can handle it. I mean, weed's the thing I care about the most, but maybe that should be you.
Aw. Thanks, Jeff. Man, you got me thinking about weed now. That stuff makes me want to drink so much soda. I smoke
a bone, then I drain a 2 liter of Sunkist in like a second. Freaks people out.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger. 24/7, man. I ain't gonna go for the show on or not. Go ahead, my
son. Show always dope.
Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard the Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, having looked into their eyes, sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My speed is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This is another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck. I'm gonna get disappeared, now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave.
Yeah. This nigga right here, fresh with it.
Fresh motherfucking with it. Any and everybody K. Maybe even you. With it, boys. This is how we does the damn thing. Fresh with it, and as you can see, catch me from head to toe. Look, look. I'm so motherfucking fresh. God damn it. This is how we does, and we gonna keep doing it. So, as far as this shit rolling by, mama was grabbing my strap just now. Woohoo! It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? With it, boys. Turn it up, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracking.
WSDs,
RGs, YB, and you killing me.
What's cracking, y'all? Slap Sunday, The Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. Bang out. Shouts out to The Lion for my new, brand new drop, man. That shit is fire. And I got a whole lot of new Lions there music as well. We're going to get into that. Got some Levi Kev I'm going to get into. Oh, man, it's crazy. I got some Mr. Pills I want to play. Oh, yeah, it's good. We're about to have a good stop Sunday. I got a new beauty of the week this week. We're going to see if she calls in, see what's up with her. And, yeah, I'm kind of in a good mood. So let's just start it off as we always do. Shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz the Say, because you know without her, there's no Hangout Radio, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays, the Triple M show on Monday. And then, of course, Fuck You Fridays. Nothing will be popping off. But thank you very much, boss lady, for letting me do my thing. And as you can see, I'm over here doing that shit, all right? And thanks also all independent artists, everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, doing y'all music thing, because y'all keep sending me fire tracks. And I got them. I got them. I'm getting them. And my word is, as always, whatever new tracks I get is first in rotation on the following show. Shouts out to Dre Vicious. Got some Dre Vicious I'm going to get to. Like, oh, man, I'm fired up right now. All right, so y'all keep doing y'all motherfucking thing out there. Keep sending me y'all music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you holler at me. And, of course, as well, any models trying to get in for Beauty of the Week, or you trying to set up interviews for the artists, managers, whatever, get at me at the same email. Again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right? And last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to download this show, either come in and listen live or go back and download it later. Like I said, I know y'all got better things y'all could be doing. Trust me, I'll be feeling the same way sometimes. Being honest with y'all, I'm here sometimes like, man, do I got to do this show today? But every time I get here, then it's all good. But, man, it's a struggle sometimes, y'all. But we all here together, so I thank y'all for supporting the show. And I'm going to keep doing my thing on my part so I can keep bringing y'all good shows, all right? So we are all in this together. Downloads are always lovely. Thank you again for that. Because all y'all got to do is talk about the show. I don't ask nothing else of y'all. Just talk about the show. Share the links every now and then. If you see it pop up, if you get a text from me, send a text maybe to some of your friends or whatever. That's all I'm asking y'all to do is just spread word about the show, all right? If y'all don't do anything else for your boy, that's all I need y'all to do, all right? Please. Actually, nah. Well, yeah, I'm going to say please. I mean, if you don't, you don't. But, I mean, is it really that hard? Really? And let's see. Before we get into some new music, let's see who's already on the phone lines. First thing, this last Sunday, set up the 661, 6601. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's up, Dagger? This is Larry. Elegant Larry.
Early for a change. Okay. What's up, Miss Larry? How you feeling?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm better this Sunday than I usually be on most Sundays. It's okay. Like I said, I got a lot of new music to get to. Been fucking with your boy, so it's all good.
Okay.
I got some of y'all shit I'm going to play too. Like I said, y'all be doing things up there in the AV. I see y'all. It's all good. So were you hanging out or were you just checking in? Because if you hanging out, then I won't have you drop your links and everything just yet. But if you just checking,
I am hanging out.
Oh, okay. Well, then hold on real quick, Miss Elegance, and then
okay.
I got some new music I'm going to get to right here. Dre Vicious got, like I said, new music is always first in rotation, and we will be right back. Miss Elegance hanging with your boy already early. And hold up, press the button, and let's go. You're out there.
DJ Street Blaze, smoke something.
Fresh out, trying to slide up in something. Only for the night, no cuffing. Bottle of Ciroc got me on in the function. Still ain't turning down nothing. On probation, a nigga like fuck it. Talk sideways, I'm blushing. Hey, little mama, I'm a nigga you should fuck with. Oh, you ain't with it, bitch, fuck it. Gone, bitch, I'm on. I was locked up, but now nigga home and it feels so good. Still down with the hood. Purple this, purple that, just like a nigga should. Hey, niggas know me, I'm never low key. Hey, badass, I'm a motherfucking beast. The nigga I bang, way too dangerous. Throw the squad up, creaming, we famous. Two slicks, big game to a bitch. Now she telling all her friends how she came on the dish. Here, really. So we ran a train on a bitch. And it's funny, cause we don't know the name of the bitch. Damn, do you know who I am? Bitch, I'm a motherfucking man. And third came through like, bro, let's gram. I brought a couple bitches, so it's going down.
A lot of gang signs going up, so I chunked up the hood so they know what's up. All gas on that ass, no slowing up. Get my Ricky, now we in this thing going up. A lot of gang signs going up, so I chunked up the hood so they know what's up. All gas on that ass, no slowing up. Get my Ricky, now we in this thing going up.
Gas team hit the function full of reps. Three stepping while I'm chunking up the set. Yeah, 10 G spot, H Ricky to the left. Any niggas scuff my grippies, it's a rap. In my section, we be rapping Mafia, get you whack. Watch the real silver back, men and that, blood of that, Jack. Ooh, winning it, got them bitches feeling me. And these swagger jackets trying to be my men and me. Snakes in the grass, never let them get to me. I'm making history, trying to go for victory. What a silly hoe, bitch, what's the dealio? Fuck you to hit your Ricky hoe so you can hit your bitchy though. Going on that strong, steady smoking up. Dirty Sprite styrofoam, now we pulling up. Turn up to the max, girl, you know what's up. Full of bottle, now we hear this thing going up.
A lot of gang signs going up, so I chunked up the hood so they know what's up. All gas on that ass, no slowing up. Hit my Ricky, now we in this thing going up. A lot of gang signs going up, so I chunked up the hood so they know what's up. All gas on that ass, no slowing up. Hit my Ricky, now we in this thing going up.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woo.
Sitting on top of the head.
My horse over here.
Sitting on top of
we gonna get busy tonight.
Sitting
on top of the head. Boy.
Sitting on top of the head. Watching me play.
Hey!
energy in the sight, cause PB my name. My mental was stricken like gang and dodging the flame.
Okay,
getting this brother's misinterpreted mind. That's why they sit. Mr. Fields to come and change the game. Get it crunk, rip your hood, and you slang it back. But all I wanna know is you down with the set to claim.
Five times for me to move on. Follow everything that I learned.
do this to me, Stan?
Sorry, Roger. I just had to take a bite out of crime. You know who said that? McGruff the Crime Dog. My number four favorite fictitious dog of all time. Let's run through the whole top ten. Number 10, Benji. 9, Air Bud. 8, Spike, Snoopy's ne'er-do-well desert-dwelling brother. 7, Teddy from Frasier. 6, original party animal Spuds McKenzie. 5, Pooch, a Turner and Pooch fan. 4, already told you, try to keep up. 3, Old Yeller. 2, Lassie. And the number one dog on my fictitious dog list is Brian Griffin.
Do I know you?
Stop pretending I don't exist!
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
What's up, y'all? We back. Slap Sundays, Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And before I get my paddle back in, let me get to my drink real quick. What am I drinking tonight? Some of this ghetto Kool-Aid. Hold on. Amsterdam and Kool-Aid, you know, nice little mix. Just like a sweet alcohol. But yeah, it's fucking me up right now. But Miss Elegance, how you feeling? You good?
Yes, I'm good.
All right, let's see what else we got out here today. Shout out to 323-9605. You got, wait, there you go. You got Dagger, what it do?
What the motherfucking business, Dagger?
What it do? Who this?
I'm going to slap the shit out of you, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
I told you I was fucking calling in hell.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, Dagger in the motherfucking building. Hell.
Well, you enjoy yourself. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you as always. And that else we got straight up to 646-2044. You got Dagger, what it do?
You already know what it is, boys. Lion, what's popping, man?
Everybody
talking
to you, boy, tonight.
What it do, man? How you feeling?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I know you got all of that, man.
Yeah,
I got all of that, man. Like I said, shout out to Lion real quick, man. He does. What I used to do before I was on the radio, when I was getting my shit on the radio, I said, this nigga said, I think I got damn near the whole album, nigga. What is that's like, I got damn near like eight tracks and shit, nigga. But for sure, that's what I like, though, as you should, because then I always got something new to put in rotation. You know how long it's going to take me before I get something new yet? Like, but there's nothing wrong with that, man. But besides that, man, what else going on with you? Everything good out there?
Yeah, man. I'm hooking up with some people. I'm supposed to be headed out to Interscope Studio next weekend and shit. My dude got signed to Aftermath. One of my label mates, he's fucking with Def Jam right now. He's out in Cali. Right. He's actually near you. I wanted to hook him up with you. You know, y'all could do a few shows and shit. But yeah, man,
okay.
I'm just running.
Yeah, man. Get out of here. Yeah, you know, it's nothing. Shit, just tell him to get out of here, man. It's nothing. Well, shit, man, you doing big things right now, man. But what, you hanging out, or you just stopping by real quick to make sure
I'm hanging out, man. I'm here for the night. I'm rolling the block right now. I'm here for the night.
So let's see. Let's go down the list real quick. So, Miss Elegance, how was your weekend? How's the party going? Did you have a function this weekend? Was that you? I think that was you. You're always posting up shit.
This weekend?
Yeah. You didn't have a function this weekend?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, excuse me. So how'd your weekend go this weekend?
It actually went good. I want to start off this time by giving a shout out to Raina Serena. I hope I'm saying it right. A Million Models. They doing their shit. They are doing their shit.
Hey, you know, shouting out, like, okay, but hey, but see, I look at you, get to have them come holler at me, man. You know, I'll be doing this Beauty of the Week thing. You were a past Beauty of the Week. You know this. So why are you not networking? Help me help your boy out. You know, I need people to talk to.
Okay, Dagger.
Thank you. Don't feel like you all disappointed because I asked you to do something.
No, I'm not.
Okay, just make it sure. Shit. Now, kidding this, how was your weekend?
You talking to me now?
Yeah, I'm talking to you now. How was your weekend?
My weekend? Is you talking to me, boy? Don't ask me no question like that. You know how long it is. My weekend was just as rough as yours, Dagger. Don't play with me.
Wow.
up like I was saying, but I was going to let you explain it yourself. But that's fine. Then we'll just leave it at that. Then I want to ask you about your weekend, man.
That shit was bullshit. Next weekend should be better.
Like I said, my weekend was really shit too, but it's okay. We all seem to make it through somehow, somewhere. So I guess that's just what it is. But shit. And then besides that, but then lying, like I said, you already explained what you, like I said, you just been working, huh? Just mainly that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm just grinding, man. I'm chilling and grinding.
I hit a corner, it's gonna fly out the window.
Okay. Well, then that's good. I want to still. Like I said, we don't got no real discussion topics for tonight right now.
Tearing us apart, being lyricals and art, rearing every form. You will be need a form just for mentioning the board. Welcome to the residence of scholars. Pretty women study us. Class starts tomorrow. Then I'm killing swag for murdering the game. And then I'll get that way. Shit, I'm clinically insane. They say lying off the chain. Nah, lying is a beast. They ain't nothing to contain them. No one's to compete. What you spit is obsolete. Welcome to the feet. There's a battle in the jungle. Who wanted some of me, huh? Who wanted some of me, huh?
Thank you.
Well, no, we ain't fine. But I always say the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
What?
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns, things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time?
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope gang piping. Splash Martin, I'm talking about cooling out, man. West Coast, Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday, Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And of course, if you want to get in on the conversation, although we have no idea where it's going, 661-621-7559. You can just chill in the queue or you press one to highlight us. But of course, on Sundays, you know, we try to slap the stupidity out of people because, of course, there's a lot of dumb shit going on in the world, and we need to figure out how we're going to get to the bottom of it, although you'll never get to the bottom of it all, so it's just about how you're going to deal with it. We got Miss Elegance hanging out with me right now, of course, in the Lions Den. Y'all good? Everybody back?
Yo, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So go ahead, Miss Elegance. The floor is yours. What's popping? What's going on?
Okay. Well, I want to know is, when did strippers become models?
Okay. Now, this question came from somewhere. Well, what brought this question? What brought this question up? Because obviously you've noticed a few things from somewhere or something.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got a couple of requests from some new models, I guess.
I got the answer. I'm sorry, but I got the answer. Oh, can I speak on it, or do you want to finish? I'm sorry.
Oh, you could go ahead. Go ahead.
Since hoeing became cool, you know, like the level of, how can I put this, like where women are at right now, most women are looked as hoes. They're so degraded and all of that. That being a stripper, you might as well be a model. They're the same comparison. Models used to have taste back in the day. Nowadays, it's whatever. Like I don't know. It's just the whole degrading system.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
I kind of get what you're saying, but I just don't understand completely. I don't see why.
Look,
if you're sliding down a damn pole, shaking your ass, and getting money thrown at you, how did you put yourself in a model?
Because here's what it is. Here's my opinion. Is that, I mean, it sounds bad how I'm going to say this, but I mean, there's no way I can really say this. It's just that it, in a way, it's kind of like it's in the same league, but not the same game. If you get what I'm saying, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to
degrade the game.
But basically, you're getting paid off your looks. You know, I mean, that's there, but it's just about how much class you have to it. So naturally, it's like a stripper's trying to upgrade to a model. Because like I said, there's a hierarchy of, you know, getting paid for looks or whatever, you know. There's a hierarchy of things. You know, strippers is down there because, you know. But it's these go ahead.
So many females are claiming to be models and claiming to do this and do that, and they don't present themselves that way. And that's why they're taking the class of model and degrading it. Now model is just kind of anything. Any girl could put a picture
It's an anything type thing. Like anybody can technically be a model. I mean, you throw on something, you look good, you take a picture, you're a model, right? I agree with Lion. It's basically what they're saying is that if anybody can do it, then there's no, then it's like whatever to it. It's kind of like, you know, it's like us being music. Let's switch it over real quick. It's like us being artists and music. There's so many people trying to rap or music or sing that can't sing, rap that can't rap or whatever, but they're trying to, there's so many and they're flooding it that, you know, I said it before, I hate even telling people I do music because they look at, oh, you're a rapper. Like, don't, you know, don't,
match me with everybody else. You know, kind of the same thing, if y'all get what I'm saying. It's kind of the same scenario right now.
Yeah, but it just messes it up for the models.
Exactly. That's what that's
now
exactly
we're perceived as hoes and strippers.
True.
Like every time you put up a picture that's half naked or that's completely nude but covering up, you know, our main parts or whatever, we're considered.
We need to have another classification for that. Another classification? What would the classification be? Well, I don't know. We need to call them models, though, but we need to call them something. Like, they're not models. Because that's what they say. Or they try to put little parentheses on it, or like adult models, or like, you know, they try to put little accents on it and shit or whatever. But, I mean, what is the definition of a model? I mean, really. Like I said, I mean, if you put on something, whether you're a nude model, whether you're a lingerie model, whether you're a clothing model, whether you're it's all still the same thing. So technically, really, anybody can do it. Now if you're good, being good at it or not is a different story. You know, not everybody's good at being a model, but technically, it's one of those things that anybody can do a thing. You know what I mean?
There has to be a certain level of where, like, okay, there has to be a certain standard where, okay, this is not modeling. This is just you taking a picture, bitch. And this is modeling. There has to be a certain level, but they don't set that standard.
But there are
that's
no standards. But there are no standards. Some people still have standards, but, I mean, There's so many girls out there just doing whatever that, like I said, you can't have standards in a sense. Because it's weird saying it that way because, I mean, it's one of those, like, you stick by your guns and, you know, be true to yourself, what you do in your art and everything. And, you know, even though everybody's saturated it and everything, you're still true and keep your shit true. Or do you see that it's getting all easy for everybody else, or I got to be like this in order to do this, or I got to do it like them to do it like that? It's going to be one or the other. You know, girls are either going to flip or they're going to hold it down. And a lot of girls are flipping. That's where it's at. A lot of girls are flipping. Like, that's where they're going. They're like, oh, shit, well, I guess I got to show a little more. I guess I got to do a little more. I guess I got to do this, that, and that's what they're doing. They're giving up those standards. They're changing the game along with everybody else if they feel like they're going to lose. And that's where the cold part is. That's what I feel. Because if you're a bad model, if you're bad or whatever you're doing, you don't got to change for nobody. You know, you still going to get it done how you get it done, no matter what anybody else got going on. But a lot of girls don't feel that way. A lot of girls don't have that kind of confidence. You know, they're scared of the competition. I don't know. There's a lot of different reasons.
I don't know. I just don't like it. Because some models, they model the clothing, they model their body or whatever, but when you're a stripper, you're not modeling clothes. You're modeling string and ass and coochie. Like,
right, but they're not modeling
shit.
But technically, I mean, they're showing off their body. They're just showing off a lot more of it. I mean, let's be honest, right? Let's be completely honest, right? I mean, you're still showing yourself. They're just doing it in a different way. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of it's the same league or whatever, but it's a different game. Or, you know, I don't know how to compare it that way, but y'all get what I'm saying. It's kind of in the same thing, but it's not the same thing.
I feel like the people in industries that's like the head of the industries and shit like that, when they start their position and start their modeling career or whatever you want to do, their agency, if you started off a certain way and then later on you start leading to whores and shit being in your industry, that makes you look fucking stupid. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's trashy shit. Like,
but they're doing it. You know what I mean? It's a ratchet world right now. Like I said, all these shit is just taking over. It's just amazing to me that nobody else is seeing this or people are seeing it and they just don't care. Like I said, I've been saying it for a while now. Even Facebook. You look at Facebook. I'm not talking against it, because, you know what I mean, I've liked a couple of these pages, you know, Ass Booty, Expose Your Friend, Expose Your Ex-Girl. I liked all these pages and everything. But, you know, Facebook itself is just getting more, it's just more and more just ratchetness. It's everywhere. Music, like,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. video hoe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, literally, that's what they try to do. And that's what's hot right now. That's what the expression is.
Everybody's a twerker now. You got the whole fucking twerk team on Facebook.
Yes.
The ones that can't even twerk is twerking.
And that's what girls think is up right now. In order to get attention, in order to get noticed, in order to do this, you got to do what they out here doing. And it's not. And it's just getting worse. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm just laughing as it's getting worse. Because like I said, you can't stop people from doing what they want to do. You can't stop people from being assholes. You can't stop girls from wanting to shake their ass on the camera in the house. Like, this is one girl, she posts her videos every now and then. And it's just like, are you serious? Like, it's like those girls that just sit up in their house and just shake their ass on camera and they just post it on Facebook, like, look at my ass. Like, you ain't got shit else to do. Nothing else, right? Yeah, I'm looking at your ass, but the fact that you're going for this kind of attention and this is just what you do, then...
They want a lot of likes and comments. That shit is stupid. Just like Twitter, people go on there and just dog themselves out and then fuck around and get in fights. People getting killed off Twitter shit. How do you get killed off Twitter?
That should be funny. I saw somebody get stomped the fuck out on what was I watching? World Star Hip Hop. I was watching one of the videos off of there. Oh, this girl got stomped the fuck out on her own porch over Twitter beef.
I saw that too.
It's like she danced on her face, like, doo, 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 doo. I'm like, ah, oh, damn, you got stomped out on your own porch. But, again, if you're dumb enough to get involved in this type of shit, then that's your ass. You know what I mean? It's just the fact that you even got involved in Twitter beef in the first place, and then you talk shit that you can't back up, and then it's like, I don't got no sympathy for none of this shit out here, man, because this shit is crazy and it's dumb.
Yeah, it is. Like, Twitter is real dumb. You remember, do you guys know Romo 700?
I've heard the name. But it was something, he had some beef with somebody over something on Twitter, so I think I kind of heard something about this. Go ahead, you know, with the story.
Yeah, he knocked out the Game ass at the mall. And it went from that to the Game's little homeboy talking shit to one of his homeboys, and then he went and whooped his ass, and they recorded all this shit on YouTube. They had little documentaries and all that shit on YouTube. The next you know, the next day he gets killed. And it's all off of Twitter. Like, are you serious?
And it's all about, you see what the world's about now? It's all about who can get the most likes and who can get the most attention. That's why people, every time something pop off, everybody's pulling out their phone. That's why everybody's trying to prove that, you know, that they're stronger, that they're better, and that's the sad part. Is like I say, I feel personally, I don't got shit to prove to nobody. You know, I'm never gonna be the type to be like, woo woo this that. Come on, actually, that from the jump, when first Twitter even came out, I knew there was gonna be a problem with it. I said it from jump, and I'm still sticking with it now. The first thing I said was, you will never catch the dagger tweet. That just sounds faggoty already. No offense about tweeting. No offense to anybody out there doing it. Like I said, if you fuck with Twitter, then feel free to send a tweet for me in regards to the shows and everything. Like I said, much love. Thank you. But Dagger doesn't tweet. When Twitter first came out, they were talking about, you hear them on the news, like, yeah, you can tweet your friends and they can follow you and you can just tweet all day. The Twitter world, and you're like, man, nah. That don't even sound proper. That don't even... Like,
I made a Twitter page. That shit is so stupid.
I made a Twitter page. Come Twitter me. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even want that many people following me anyway. Because, like I said, motherfuckers out here is crazy.
And then they have Instagram?
Which is the picture Twitter. Yeah, exactly. And that shit.
Stupid shit.
And that's just more people just showing off shit. And this is another thing we're going to talk about. It's funny. Hold on. Let me. Up and everything. You also notice, you ever see people's pictures and everything, and they be posting their pictures. I know some people just look at the pictures. Now, see, I look at the whole picture, you know. How many of y'all see pictures with all these people in these motel rooms? Have y'all been noticing this shit? Because we all know the motel room look like, right? And then these girls be sitting there in the mirror and shit, thinking they just cut off everything, but then you see the one little bed or the phone in the back or the TV on the wall, and you know how all them, it's just the world of the racket right now. Everything's just grimy. You know, you just some music real quick.
Or they take pictures in a dirty-ass mirror.
Yeah,
they got shit all in the background on the floor. It's crazy.
I see. Yeah, clothes all scattered and shit. We know what's up. It's okay. Like, but just my thing is always is what I always say. If you're gonna be honest about it, be real about this, whatever. Like, I did it one time when our girl took the picture and I was talking shit about the picture. I'm like, oh, you was in love with a motel, because it was funny because she was in the room, right? And the picture, and you see on the bed, you see the bottom of some dude's feet. You know, she's trying to be all sexy and shit in the bra and panties with some dude's feet right there or whatever, but she's got to be showing off that picture to other people. And how does that make you look in that? I don't get it. I don't get it, but we'll be right back, y'all. Slash Sunday, L.A. West Coast all day. Got Miss Elegance hanging with me and Lion. Actually, we're going to get a Daggers double play real quick so we can get this out of the way. Let's see. Now let's take it back a little bit. Be right back.
Here we go. Uh-oh. The Dagger.
Yep.
West Side all day, every day.
That's right.
L.A. R.I.P. Mac Drizzle.
Yeah,
we're gonna hype and feeling kind of good.
Yeah, I mean,
this is what it is.
It is.
You ever felt
this
good?
A guy.
Yeah.
That's
here we go.
Feeling yeah. Right,
I don't think y'all ready for this.
No.
It's real.
Dagger.
Yo. Yo. Now I'm a dangerous menace. That's why I'm cynically devious. So mischievous. I keep the weed pills drinking us. Twist the bus, lift your spirits up, sink your love boat. Send your wife home, butt naked with a sore throat. Fix the mother long stroke. I'm racking my stacks, stacking my stacks. You stuck still, I'm running these laps, avoiding these traps. You niggas want me to slip. Now I've reached a point where I don't give a fuck or a shit. You spit or a quick piss, you faggy wearing lipstick. Bending over, letting niggas stick you with they dipstick. I flip tits quick, I be working with fast money. And it move hands so fast, you can't get none from me. Sipping on some rummy, where the sun is dark. I hit the park and spark. All these guppies scared of the shark. My bark is loud and my bite is much worse. Since I first cursed in the first words of my first verse. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, Beezy, back off me. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, Beezy, back off me. I'm hardly dead, always getting bent, but y'all forgot me. I lie, cheat, steal, way too high for ice hockey. I'm really cocky, everything I do has a purpose. You only see the surface.
Never trust me.
That's why you're nervous. I provide a service A to Z. Arson with activity, burglary with KIP. Fuck that nigga Big Lee, but that's only three. I got 23 more letters, and everyone's a plan to get the mad fam on top. I'm feeling much better. It's like an end to a scandal.
Everybody wants the truth.
Let's see how much you can handle, because everybody lies, gets lied to or lied on. Your president's please collide, and I ain't doing nothing wrong. Never been an ex-con, too busy being a con man. What I do surprises you, then you will never understand. Always have my style, rough, rugged, with no grain. Friends call me Harvey Dent, foes call me Two-Face. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me. On a vacation, put the balance to bed. Chivalry is dead, you all will get the dagger instead. And I'm all about this money, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It's only money, dagger, damn.
Why I gotta be without killing Jack and Jill to pay off Pierre and Paul. I'm robbing Lucy for Ethel, got Ricky watching it all. Clap. Shit happens, watch where it falls. Sometimes I step in it, sometimes on the call. Grabbing my balls, I'm breaking laws, catching fades and making calls. Setting up me, got women skeeting, I can do it all. Flaws are very few, but they're a part of my nature. Got me doing dirty shit, sometimes it's lower than straight.
What you gonna do?
I make you laugh, make you cry, make you sit and wonder why. Make you smile, make you laugh, calm you down and get you high. I got one goal, don't ever stop until I reach the top. I'm all about the future, fuck the past, is you in or not?
This beat is too saucy. Life is too costly. When you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me. This beat is too saucy. And life is too costly. And when you walk and tread softly. Yo, baby, back off me.
That's all it is, dog. Don't trip. Don't worry about it. It's just right about now. Shit is real grimy right about now. You know what I mean? But it's all right. Don't trip. Kick back, smoke some weed, pop a pill. You know what I mean? Chill the fuck out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nah.
I love the other. Yeah. Anything I do is gonna be a bang.
Damn right.
The dagger.
Yup.
Flaw skin.
Yup.
Yeah. LA.
All
motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know shit about, you know,
bring
years
that shit
ago.
Back.
Make something new to it.
And make it hot.
Let's go.
Why is everybody talking but got nothing to say? But they come spot the game, but they don't wanna play.
Now where I'm from,
LA,
but I got love for the
Bay.
Till I die, I'm throwing up.
West Side.
From UK. I'm dangerous and deadly, but so smooth in my method. Niggas hate I got their women, cause my sex is a weapon. But they ain't stepping though, they know that pain and horror will come. I haven't killed a motherfucker yet, who wants number one? I don't need a gun, and even when I torture your team. Hold you in the dungeon, nigga, while I'm setting up the guillotine. A person blow with kerosene.
Who got a match?
Light him up, gut you like a fish. Get my hands dirty, switch it up, stitch him up. And use them like a fucking piñata. And meet the S.M. and I was smoking marijuana. I'm the drama killer. Best believe I'm killing drama quickly.
I got it.
While I'm fucking pretty dykes, turn them strictly dickily.
Hey.
I guess it's just a pip in me.
Dagger, why you shitting
you
me?
See, I've always had my powers, but I use responsibility.
Okay.
I'm very cold. I just keep getting colder. I'm really crappy faking soda. Nigga, playtime is over.
Why is everybody talking but got nothing to say? But they come spot the game, but they don't want to play.
Now where I'm from,
L.A.,
but I got love for
the Bay.
Till I die, I'm throwing up.
West Side.
Okay.
Why is everybody talking but got nothing to say, but
become
spot the game, but they don't
wanna
play.
Now where I'm from,
LA,
but I got love for
the
till I die, I'm throwing up.
West Side.
Okay. Problems find me every day, no running and hiding. So I tell them, holla at me. If I die, I'll be fighting.
Come on.
Kicking, screaming, biting.
Whoa.
Won't be going down so easily.
Whoa.
Cause I don't care about my life, but other folks believe in me. Some of them depend on me.
Yo.
Some of them will just be sad. My niggas with the super mask. I'm riding for those bags. Robbing no women, but it's shopping bags. Slapping bags, pulling triggers. Didn't know I ran with these killers.
Didn't.
You on a need to know basis.
Yo.
You better face it or I'll rip your fucking head off and I will not replace it. Dedicated to music.
I
please
am.
Don't call me a rapper.
Yo.
Disrespectful like when Omar Good and Ziggy you're acting.
You're not.
We off the baby boy playing thug tough guy. In your last supporting role, dumber than
what's
a smart guy. There's so much more to me than most of y'all would never ever see. If you see the sleeping giant sleeping, better let him be.
Why is everybody talking but got nothing to say? But they come spot the game, but they don't wanna play.
Now where I'm from,
LA,
but I got love for
the Bay.
Till I die, I'm throwing up.
West Side.
Okay.
Why is everybody talking but got nothing to say? But they come spot the game, but they don't wanna play.
Now where I'm from,
LA,
but I got love for
the Bay.
Till I die, I'm throwing up.
West Side.
Okay.
You running out of time.
Dagger, what you mean? You 24.
Yeah,
I know I look the age, feeling more like 50 though. No, 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 I ain't been shot, I just got experience. I play with y'all, but now 27, so I'm serious.
I'm serious now.
Playtime is over, my life is way out of order. And if I don't, I'll rob a Taco Bell and run for the horse. Don't it? It's La Pinocha. I cut all our e-balls, I S.
Caliente.
Aquí hola, señora. Yo quiero carne pistola. Dagger, stop being Spanish.
Okay.
I'm a man of many talents, had to work with my status.
I
can make you vanish, that's why niggas call me Houdini.
Ooh.
I'm only granting death wishes, I'm a fucked up genie. People rubbing me the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
Fucking with me all day. Now watching what their mouths say. I'm knowing what your mom say. I'll blow your fucking block up if you don't leave me alone. One of me is bad enough, so there won't be any clones.
No.
Why is everybody talking but got nothing to say? But they come spot the game, but they don't wanna play.
Now where I'm from,
LA,
but I got love for
the Bay.
Till I die, I'm throwing up.
West Side.
Okay.
Why is everybody talking but got nothing to say? But they come spot the game, but they don't wanna play.
Now where I'm from,
LA,
but I got love for
the Bay.
Till I die, I'm throwing up.
West Side.
Okay. Yeah, I know I'm burnt.
Show of hands, how many people ever raped a man? How many people ever been raped by a man?
Again.
Oh, look, 100%. You can't get no higher than that, nook. You step in here, you get raped. Right up the motherfucker brown eyes, baby.
Right.
I raped a few niggas myself. I ain't really enjoyed it.
Yeah, like
not that much.
Shit
felt good to the motherfucker, though.
Sure.
I ain't let that nigga kiss me or nothing, but I did tear that motherfucking ass off, nigga. I ain't gonna lie about it.
Right.
But that's what the man's oppressive system did to me.
Now, me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but I'll... Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker?
Your name?
Don't think that's,
Tom. Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tall and in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But Tom here will be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga.
What's good? This your girl, Miss Tweety, and this is Slap Sundays with your host, The Dagger, on Bangor Radio,
playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in, listen up, L.A. West Coast all day, baby.
That's right, y'all. We back. Fly Sunday, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Let's see if we can get the panel back in real quick. Hanging out tonight. If you want to get in on the convo, 661-621-7559. As always, you can just tune the queue or you press one to holler at us. All right, Ms. Elegance, you still good?
Yep.
Yep. All right, Lion, you still good? Still in the building?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And then straight out to 832. Hold up. Let's see. 5988. You got Dagger. What it do?
Yeah, man. You already know who it is.
We got Kev in the building, man. How you feeling?
Man. I'm working, man. I'm working.
As you should. As you should, man. You signed and everything, man. You better be working. So, shit. Nigga, how's that been working out for you and everything?
Oh, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Getting all these features together for the album, man.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I got the new, like I said, I got the original, then I got the remix for next week. Like, man, that's what I like. Like, niggas is doing their motherfucking thing. And then fucking with me, like, not forgetting me here, like, sitting me to shit. Like,
oh, see, nigga, the remix ain't even done yet, because I'm about to, as soon as we get off here, nigga, I'm finna send you that hoe, nigga. I'm gonna need for you to drop your little 16 on that hoe so we can make it the full remix, part two.
Ah, shit. Oh, yeah. You know, Dagger always reaches this point of no return. So they don't, yeah. I got some things I can speak on that about. Definitely. Oh, well, shit, Leo. I mean, you hanging out, man, or you just checking, you just stopping by real quick?
Oh, man, you know me, dog. I'm always showing love. I got a meeting I got to get ready for. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Let people know where they can find you real quick, man. Where the music at. Let them know real quick before you get up out of here. Thanks again, man. I'm still waiting on my drops, but at least I got some music. I can't be off right now.
I got you. for right now, at least until next month, you know, you can still Google Levi Kev, L-E-V-I-C-E-V. You know what I'm saying? I'm officially... Y'all hearing it here first. I'm officially dropping the Kev. You know what I'm saying? I am Levi. You know what I mean? That's who I is. That's what I thought.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. Make sure y'all check out my boy, man. He's doing big things. Like I said, check out. No videos. I'm waiting for the videos and shit to drop, too. But, yeah, you know I'm checking my email every day, man. So as soon as you're ready for me, let me know. I'll be able to get it done.
Oh, yeah, man. Get ready for the video.
When the video's dropping.
Man. The first video we're going to probably drop will be my first video we're probably going to drop is, it's probably going to be No Return right now because
okay.
You already know the first official, No Return is the first official single off of the album, you know, The Gift and the Curse. The next one will be Unsolved Mysteries. So I got to bring back the hood side. I got to bring back Killer for a minute. So.
Yeah, as you should. Well, for sure, man. Well, then, like I said, keep me in the mix, all right?
Already.
Yes, sir. Good looking out. Me like Kev checking in. And then, but here's a serious song. Let me ask y'all about this real quick. This is in Texas. See, it's amazing. It's me like Kev. What are you called in? I got a Texas story. Now, there's a Texas high school student, right? Now, I don't know, for those that have kids or may have kids, these kids get older. Your kid's in high school. Now, in Texas, you're still allowed to whoop the kids in school as long as you have the parents' permission. This is in Texas.
Damn.
So they still believe in whooping kids' asses in school in Texas. But here's the thing, right? Here's the story. Texas high school student opted to take a spanking rather than serve another day of in-school suspension, but she was not bruised, blistered. She was spanked by her male vice principal. So it's funny because this, now they're on the uproar and everything because on one hand, like I said, the mother gave the school permission to spank her kid. She already gave them the permission, but she didn't realize that the punishment was to be handed out by the male vice principal. So And then she says here, I knew school policy was female swatted females and male swatted males. If Taylor wanted that, I would have said fine. But now it's all, this is number one. Spanking, like, all this shit that they try to do in schools just needs to be done at home. Like I said, let parents beat the shit out of their kids. You see how people try to pass off responsibility, and then once responsibility is passed off, and they want to try to take it back? You know, if you agree to let your child get whooped in school, then it shouldn't matter who whooped that kid's ass. It shouldn't, in my opinion. I'm sorry. Because in the household, you get whipped by your mama and your daddy. It don't matter. Male, female, there may be one who may whoop you more, but there's no sexual preference on getting your ass whooped or who gets to whoop your ass. If you do something foul, then you get your ass whooped. And then on the other hand, it's like she was left blistered and bruised and everything. So that means she must have got her ass whipped. I'm just trying to think. Like I said, I don't know. I don't want to sound like I just don't care on one hand. But on the other hand, if I gave the school permission to beat my kid's ass and my kid does something wrong, then they're going to get their ass whooped.
I don't feel like the school's in the wrong at all. Like, you gave him permission. Personally, I would have given permission because you touched my child, I'm going to have to touch you. But, I mean, you told him to do it. You can't say nothing about it, you know?
Yeah, because what they're saying is the policy isn't where he violated the policy. Like, they have the policy to whoop the kid's ass, but it has to be male on male, female on female. So they have to find some whoopiness to it or whatever.
What if all the females were gone for the day? I know it's almost an impossible scenario, but what if every female was gone for the day and your policy is still out?
What kind of school is this where you got to be like, okay, well, hold up, wait. I'm going to whoop your ass, but I got to find somebody to whoop your ass. How many of us have heard these stories, at least from our parents? I don't know if y'all may have heard them. I've heard some of these stories. Like I said, back in the day, nigga do something wrong going through the neighborhood, or you get your ass whooped by the neighbors all the way home and still get your ass whooped at home. You know, everybody got to lay hands on you back in the day, you know, but it seems to be the running theme now. It's like nobody wants to take personal responsibility for shit and things that were good. I got beat in school before, not beat, but I was in a private school and I got whooped in the school, but I was doing some dumb shit. If I didn't want to get hit, I stopped doing shit. You know, it's weird. I do believe in punishment, but only when it's justified. And like I said, this seems justified. And even the student opted to do it. She could have just took an extra day of in-school suspension. She was like, no, I'll take the whooping. You know, I want the whooping. Well, that's how many of us have taken the ass whooping in order to keep going, go outside and play. I've taken the ass whooping before, like, yeah, just whoop me now, let me get this over with and keep it pushing. I've done that before, too.
Hell yeah.
You know, like, so they're just trying to put extras on. Like always in any other situation, this is the type of stuff that pisses me off is when they try to put extras on shit. You know, now they're trying to make a big ordeal about it. Like I said, number one, she chose the ass whooping. Number two, the parents gave her permission to get her ass whooped. The only thing y'all got on this whole thing is that it was a man whooping a girl, or you know, that's the only issue that they got, that's the only thing they hung up on, and that's not enough. That's not enough for me. It's not like he slapped her in the face. It's not like he beat her up or anything like that. He just whooped her ass. The funniest motherfucker that ever said that shit, just, like I said, I remember Bernie Mac, remember the Kings of Comedy, when Bernie Mac was talking about he would open up a daycare center and shit. That was the funniest shit in the world to me, because I would do the same shit. I will fuck your kid up. You know, you give me permission, I will fuck your kid up. You come over here and you wonder why your kid got a knot on his head, is because I put a knot on his head and he kept jumping on my couch, so I hit him in the head with a remote controller. That's what happened, and I'll keep you straight up with you. So don't bring your kid over here, or you know what I mean? That's what Brady's not going to say. But I would be that type of person, too. Like, man, I don't play with kids. If you can understand, like I said, if you can talk, if you can understand, comprehend what I'm saying, then you know what the word sit down, be quiet, stop, don't, leave it alone. You know, these are certain things that you understand. And even if I got to keep saying these things to you, then that's going to bother me already as well. Because I should have to say these words all the time. So hold on real quick, y'all. Let's see what we got over here. 3, 2, 3. 5535. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's popping with you, pimpin'?
Hey, what's going down, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great.
My nigga Fly Frizzle in the building, man. I never thought you would ever call this new motherfucker. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much, nigga. Ain't nothing shaking but the bacon, and that's all taken.
Nah. Anyway, man, thanks for checking in on Slab Sundays, man. What's going on with you, man? What's going on with that? Like I said, tell these people, man, how these people try to fuck you over in that car situation, man. Because like I said, me can't even go out and get a car, you know, legitly without having to jump through so many hoops and shit or whatever. It's Slab Sunday, man. Tell these motherfuckers about these motherfuckers and how they try to get you for your car, nigga.
That's okay, man. First off, man, no matter how motherfucking, nigga, bad your credit is, if you got the money to go up in there, man, they supposed to have the customer service to meet you at the door. That's simple and plain.
All right.
There you go. That's it. Nigga, I dumbed it down for everybody.
Yeah, but when they don't have the fucking customer service, nigga, then it's like, nigga, like, you said that bitch was eating a watermelon or whatever, and they just left. Like, nigga, nah, fuck you. But yeah, but you gotta have at least a G to step in there and do something about it. But besides that, man, what else you been up to, man, this weekend? How's the weekend turn out? Same shit, new day?
Oh, man, it's great right now. I'm sitting here, you know, enjoying your show and all, you know, and all your fans is calling in. I'm appreciating, you know, what I'm listening to right now. You know, people took the time out to really put some, you know, effort into their music, and I'm feeling that.
Hey, exactly, man. These motherfuckers are doing a lot of things right now. Speaking of music, we're going to get back into it real quick. Like I said, got this Elegance hanging out, the line in the building. My nigga Fry checked in, man. It must be a good day today. But Falls of My City, y'all. Global Gangsters, speaking of future Miano. Let's go.
Now money ain't a thing to a B-O-S-S. She coming to my suite, her B-F just left. Yes, you don't see he just fresh. Cali Kush laid back, P-U-F-F. I'm finna check a milli on these goofy niggas and ask chill at Big Willie in his Gucci slippers. We do teams like the new Bulls and do the Clippers. The fourth quarter's a slaughter, how do you deliver? They didn't let me in this game, now it's over lame. I won't stop spitting like my mouth full of Novocaine. You thought them globals was over, cause some roaches came. Ain't nobody stopping this train, give me an open lane. Choo-choo, we the new crew. GG, foo-foo, now welcome to the new school. Facebook, Worldstar, YouTube, if you was the boss of your city, what would you do?
Fall to my city, fall to my city,
a mogul, my soldiers is loyal, yeah, the earth is my turf, I'm a gangster that's global, my niggas is winning, my bitches is royal, yeah, family is first, my beef in the soil, so if you like it, then I love it, my nigga, look how I done it, went from posting on blocks to a thug, that's in the public, my city, now I run it, yeah, baby, I does it, top down, finger to the sky, like mommy, fuck it, it's the niggas who live it versus the niggas who don't, it's the niggas who get it versus the niggas who won't, I'm on that black flag, my your shit until they bury me. Respected in the hood, they treat me just like a Kennedy. Shots fired, pray for the death of all my enemies. Boss of my city, these niggas know not to play with me. Smoke from my pistol, my Cody is pistol. Yeah, we ride on these niggas, they know we official. Come on.
I spent it on my car. What you spend on your old wife? I spent that at the bar. I moved mama, got granny out the hood. Same number, same crib, little nigga, what's good? I'm rapping like pop, living like Suge. Two burners on my waist, I wish a motherfucker would. And I ain't into getting knocked out. Your boy in the walking in spots, loading them blocks out. Since I got rich, I got some things. See me, you think of money like a slot machine. And haters be like, he not the king.
but the hate don't stop the king. I'm the boss of the city and never cross the committee. Chi-town, my town, and cross the floss with me. Of course I'm selling soft, the boss city. And when they lock Jimmy, it feel like we lost Biggie. I'm pretty witty, really niggas feel me. Cause even if I die today, shit, I'ma still be a real G. Street kid, pistol T from 312 or 773.
Going out of shot and taking time to let your head go crazy. All around me, I see people trying to follow. Get yourself prepared, this might be tough to swallow. I need to fill your mind, it's looking like it's hollow. You can't keep your thoughts drowning in liquor bottles. So let's start it slow and let's see what you can learn. This is on you bad, understand that's a burn. Shining like the sun, so what tan's what you've earned? You sound like a kid, now give the man his turn.
So who's the man?
You should already know. D-Kane's the guy who's always kept a steady flow. This music got you wide like you did some heavy blow. Snort it up, on your mark, get set, ready, go. My mind is overloaded, it's about to explode. This won't be sugar-coated, I'm about to unload all my ammunition and it's aiming for your dome. A brain demolition, cause you bitches soft as foam.
You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real. You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real.
Ready, here I come like V5-4-Fum. You can't really hide, so homie, better run. This can't stop now, son, I'll never be done. Sorry to tell you, motherfucker, you are dumb. The rhymes you come up with make no sense. And your girl's more hairy than an ape, no offense. She looks kinda scary and her smell is immense. She looks like a demon, I bet hell is intense.
Why'd you diss my girl?
Oh yeah, this for you. Don't get too excited, fool, I'll diss on you too. No respect for you, I will piss on your shoes. Bitch, I'm the shit, so your mama kissed poo. Now I've destroyed the only girls in your life. Go play with your toys like you do every night. This might hurt your feelings, but you wouldn't never fight. I'm finished with your bitch ass, get out of my sight.
You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real. You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real.
Spitting hot fire, that got you crying. No apologies, cause I caught you eyeing. Don't get the stink eye and I won't be supplying. A bunch of insults with negative results. I'm launching cuss words at you like a line of catapults. Next thing you know, everything hopes. Cause I finally snapped and I'm slashing throats. Laughing your face as your best friend drops and chokes. Cause of some stupid shit that you provoked. Sorry you're scared, but I'm fucking stoked. You're nothing but a goddamn joke. No car, so you got a card in your bicycle spoke. Such a faggot, no one wants you to toke on their blunt. Suspicions of AIDS and herpes due to that cunt you've been fucking. No telling what kind of dick she's been sucking. All behind your back, cause you're just pathetic and whack. No, I'm not giving you slack, cause I'm awesome and you lack everything down to a fucking ball sack.
You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real. You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real.
Shit just got real, but you're still acting fake. You say that you're straight, but you eat dick like cake. When you go to Subway, 12 inches what you take. To me that seems gay, or am I not awake? No, I'm sure of it, you're definitely a homo. You play with balls even more than Tony Romo. Then you suck his dick and replay it in slow-mo. You go to your homie's house and leave with his polo. The only times you're hard is with another guy. Especially when you're looking into a brother's eyes. Just to get with Brad Pitt, you probably high as fives. See his face on TV and you light up like some fireflies. Things would be alright if you could handle how you feel. It just depends on how you take it on the battlefield. I'm dissing on whoever just so I can eat a meal. I've been on the battlefield, no one beat me still.
You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real. You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real. You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real. You better be able to handle how you feel. I'm not gonna lie, homie, shit just got real.
I don't know if you checked your underwear lately, but shit just got real.
Check your pants, bitches.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having it...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell me? Oh, my God. My insides are on fire. No, please. No more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, get in here.
Okay. I think it's all gone. I think it's...
I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
Are you ready yet?
says it's a shake.
Dagger.
West Coast really great. Come night.
They says it's a shake.
Bang out radio. Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang out ready, y'all. Still got time to get in on the show if y'all want to. 661-621-7559. As always, you just chill in the queue, or you press 1 and let me know you want to holler at me, all right? And let's also, what we're going to do this Sunday, we're going to do a true smoke session as well, all right? So that's coming up next. So make sure you got your blunts, your bars, your zigzags, whatever you're rolling up, whatever you're smoking on, make sure you get it ready, all right? We're going to get into the smoke session in just a minute. Now let's get back to the phone lines. People keep pressing one and then don't press it again, and so let's see who wants in, who wants out. First up, shot 678-9138. You got Dagger, what it do?
What happening, Dag? You already know this your boy, Mr. Pills.
I'm still seeing these niggas wearing pink. And it's like, no.
Oh, my.
Yo, every time I see a nigga rocking a pink anything, I want to hit him like you a bitch ass.
Okay, I'm glad we got the same thing. Because when you said, oh, man, I thought you was one of them. Like, I thought you was one of them to be wearing pink, man. I thought we was about
nah,
to
have man, I can't like, deal with that shit, man. And I'm cool with a lot of shit, but if you're a nigga, you should not be rocking pink. I don't care how much swag you think you have, how much of a demeanor you think you have. If you don't give a fuck who's looking at you or care about what they're talking about, pink is not a male color.
Yeah, that's funny because at work I seen a nigga with a pink shirt on, hell to the no. Like, for real, though. I mean, like, I see this nigga, man. And he has a skinny jeans on. I said, hell no.
He was looking for a dude with the same sex.
But it's like, man, I'm a firm believer. It's like when, I don't know where niggas think they can just change the rules just whenever they want to. I mean, it's not really a rule, but it's one of those things. It's like, we've all seen it. When you go, when a baby is born, you know, you either put the baby in a pink little footie or whatever, and beanie and shit, or you put it in like a blue one. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's girl, boy. Like, you know what I mean? It's no, you don't ever put the pink on the boy. You know, it just doesn't happen. Not even when you're a kid. So I hate these grown ass men. Yeah, I mean, and it's not even just grown men. It's grown men. It's high school kids up to about grown men. And this motherfucker that's basically fucking know better, just out here like, and you know what it is? There's some ladies out there that are supporting this shit because it's their fault.
They do. There's
these females out here telling these niggas that they can get away with wearing pink, and no, they can't. They should.
Hold on. I got something to add to that also. The thing is, a lot of these bitches be lying to these niggas and telling them it's salmon. Bitch, there's no such thing as salmon. If it looks pink, it's pink. It's pink. That's the end of that.
Yeah, and then you got the dudes that be like, they try to get away, like I said, they just wear the, like, maybe the little pink T-shirt, try to get through the day with it. And then you got the dudes that just really be on, man, I've seen this one time, man, oh, I was at the fucking club. You would have thought this nigga was the biggest fruit in the fucking world. I'm talking, like, pink Kango, pink collared, like, polo shirt, you know, jeans, pink belt, white shoes, pink laces. Like, are you serious? Like, you went out of your way to coordinate all pink. Like, and this shit is cool. This is what I'm talking about. There's certain things that if we as a people all came together and was like, you know what, that's dumb, that's stupid, don't do it. If we all stood unified on certain things, a lot of things wouldn't be going on. You know, that's where the cool part.
Because there's a lot of dumbass niggas like Cameron who actually hold a lot of the youth in the population. Like, people admire him and look up to him, and he'll go wear a whole pink mink outfit. Like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? You're an artist. You're rich as fuck. You can buy whatever the fuck you want. You're going to buy a fur mink pink suit? Like, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
And that's the craziest part, too, because And then that's another thing that be making me mad, too, which is why I always say shit like the MTV generation. These are people that are plugged in. When they look at these people and use that to think that shit is cool, because I see the same shit like you said. I've seen the pink mink outfit in the videos and everything like that and all. And it's like, I just look at him like he's a dumbass. As a unit, as a black community, anybody, we should have all been like, you know what? That's fucking stupid. You know, that's dumb. We could all set it together. You know, fuck that. Even if you like Cameron's music, that's fine. Ain't nobody saying nothing about his music. If you like his music, tell him to take that pink shit off. That's what we talking about. Because he making nigga shit look bad. And then other dudes be on, they see the one or two things. Either they look at it and they dumb, like, you know what? Oh, that shit is really cool. You know what? I can do that. I want to be like that. Or niggas is just on some, like, you know what, just hopping on the bandwagon type shit, which is even worse. Like, oh, he can do it, so I can do it. Because, you know, then maybe I'll be like him, and people are like me, and it's just not. This is like, nah, be your fucking self. But if you want to follow somebody, don't follow people that just do the gayest shit. I'm sorry, that shit is homosexual. If you out there rocking all kind of pink shit or whatever and everything like that, like I said, pink is a girl color. You know, pink should be nowhere near on no dude. And that's just how I feel.
You know,
hey, no, disrespect to that statement. And I'm sorry whoever I just cut off, but pink should be worn if you're supporting breast cancer. And I don't mean a whole pink outfit, a pink shirt, and none of that. Get your ass a ribbon. Get your ass a bowl band and rock that. Because I do support breast cancer. I love titties. So I'm not even going to sit here and stunt. I'll rock a little pink shirt. I've done, like, 5 different breast cancer benefits. I'll do shit like that. But, I mean, the whole pink thing, that's a whole nother language, man.
Well, I mean, I'm supporting breast cancer right now. I got my little wristband right here. You know, it's not pink, but it's a wristband, and it says I Love Boobies on it. Everybody see, I'm supporting breast cancer. It don't got to be a pink one. But at the same time, like you say, yes, if you want to be active, then you get a ribbon so people know that that little pink thing means that you're supporting breast cancer. That doesn't mean you get a whole pink shirt, a pink hat, you know, pink. Oh, my God. And I saw this dude earlier today, man. He even looked, oh, my God. He was even faggoty, too. He had on the pink, tight like muscle shirt, you know, like that just cut, that looked like he's cutting off circulation to his arms, you know, and had the backpack. He had on the backpack, the little backpack though, not the big backpack, but the small one that sits in the middle of your back, and then had on the skinny. He had on skinny pedal pushes. How's your pedal? You know, like. It was skinny jeans, but they was up so high that he looked like pedal pushers. So he had the skinny jeans. They were so skinny and small that he still put them on, but they just came up to look like pedal pushers. And it's like you're really just standing on the corner like this, right? This is okay. This is what's right. This is what's hot right now. This is what's going down in the streets. This is the sadness that's wrong with society
now. It's so sad. It's so sad. I don't know what the next generation is going to look like, but this one is fucking up, I tell you that much right now. I don't care how many of them are listening, how many of y'all hated that statement, y'all are fucking the fuck up.
But they are, and then the sad part is, it's like these people, and I don't know, maybe we showed our age a little bit, but fuck it, yeah, our generation, we may have had some shit going on, but we was turned up, we was enjoying ourselves. These people, y'all nowadays have took it just way even further onto some shit. Because listen to it like this. Like, look, it's all about the ratchets, right? We were talking about ratchets. Now, back in the day and even now, they were ratchet girls, but we didn't call them ratchets. We called them flips. We was fucking with the flips. You know why she was a flip? Because it's like she will flip the whole crew, but you know, it'll be, you know, the crew keeps their mouth shut. Nobody brags about it, you know what I mean? We don't glorify the whole thing. We don't, because we know that she's with the flipping. So if we want to get the flipping again, you know, then she gonna come back. Now, y'all, that's where people get shit fucked up now, because everybody's always trying to make videos, put girls on blast. Everybody's just with the ratchetness, so you either gotta be with it and don't give a fuck or not. Like we was dealing with the girls, you know, we was dealing with the girls that were true freaks, just like that, you know, true freaks, but they still carried they self that way. You know what I mean? You couldn't look at her and know that she got down like that. You wouldn't look at her and know that she just fucked 5 niggas the other night. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't tell by looking at her. You could tell by looking at bitches now. You know, nigga, ratchet radar go off. Like, hold on, that's not, like, you know what I mean? Like, boom, boom, we got a ratchet, you know, but that's what we were talking about. It's like, people just don't care. I've been the type, and I've always said it before. Nobody's knocking anybody for doing what y'all do. Like I said, if you want to do this, if you want to do that, that's fine. That's your business. You know, do you, whatever that is. But what it's about is just how it's just so upfront and out there, and just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm looking for a word. I'm trying to find it. There's no. It's like bookies, right? You know, people would make bets or whatever, right? You got the bookies, though. You got the regular people that make bets, and you got the actual bookies. This is what we're talking about. It's like we were dealing with bookies, you know, people that nobody knew about. If you knew, you knew. If you didn't, you didn't. You know, and you set it up the right way, you played the game the right way, and it worked out that way. Now it's just open gambling across the board. You know, there's no loyalty. There's no, everybody's just out there. Everybody's on everything, doing whatever, and nobody's caring or giving a fuck. Nobody's strapping up. Diseases floating around and shit or whatever. Like I'm saying, the same shit y'all doing now, trust me, has been done. And then
been done better. Y'all just don't give a fuck. We didn't give a fuck, but y'all just don't give a fuck about anything. You know, at least we give a fuck about ourselves. We gave a fuck about the people we were dealing with. You know, we had true homies. I got true friends. We got true friends. You know, real motherfuckers. You know, your real friends may be only about 5-6 people, if that. You know, your real friends. You know, but all y'all out here got all these acquaintances and just people that just know your every move and, you know, people looking out for you and everything like that. You think it's looking out for you till push come to shove and they the first people trying to hang your ass out there. You know, it's like there's no loyalty anymore for anybody. Everybody's just trying to get over. Everybody's trying to, I don't know what y'all trying to do, to be honest, but looking at it, it ain't nothing good. It ain't nothing proper. Everybody dying, shit still dying, you know, shit still fucked up. You know, diseases, people getting shot, murdered, you know, people shooting up movie theaters. I mean, this is across the board, across the races. There's just all kind of shit going on everywhere. But that's what y'all choose to want to deal with, you know? Maybe that's what you want to be involved in. Maybe that's what you like. Just don't bring that shit my way. I don't need that shit. I'm sorry. But I see it. You know, we all got to go out into the world and go into this shit. And the cold part is that, you know, not everybody makes it home because of somebody else's bullshit. And that's the sad part. You know, I'll be damned if I go down for somebody else's shit. If I go down, it's going to be for my own shit. I did something I fucked up or whatever. But you know that random shit, that just out of the nowhere bullshit that you got to deal with out of somebody else's shit? That's the cold part. And that's the part, you know, that's hardest to deal with. But all right, y'all, we'll get to the smoke session. We're going to get back and close out the show. So make sure you got the blunt, your balls, your zigzags. Like I said, whatever you're rolling on, whatever you're smoking on, if you got that good, light it up right about now. All right, and we're going to get into it like this.
I like drugs.
He did it ASAP.
I like drugs.
Take me down.
Roll it in the Camry, box, get a check, kinda like convertible, top,
Monday through Monday. Blow tree school every day, but that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga.
Look.
Got weed? Let's smoke. Hey, day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Let's smoke. Hey, day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two. She want three. Whole click about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga. She ate, bruh.
King's hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some more, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action. Loud packing the pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Hey, day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey, day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two. She want three. Whole click about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum mouth ass, nigga.
The All Stars, we get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so high, man, it feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, man, it feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine.
Just pop the X, I think I need another one. Triple stack the best, I think that nigga Derek done. Henny in my cup, numb from the white line. Sour in my blunt, fresh like the high times. Wayne and Joel said they can't feel their face. And I'm twisted like a fucking shoelace with the true face. Lean got a new taste, sipping on a scissor. Coke in my nose like I just sniffed a blizzard. Used to never be high, now I'm never sober. Vicodin, Percocet, with a Four Loko. So crazy in my skull, hear voices in my brain. Couple pulls of the haze, feeling like I'm in a maze. Ziploc full of pills, looking like a Skittles pack. Pretty boy swag, but I never fuck cats down. Higher than the Martian, sitting on the moon. Now I'm riding in a UFO, popping mushrooms. I'm so high, man, it feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, man, I feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I think my brain melting, cause I'm so listed. Sell crack or use dope, now tell me what's the difference. They both in addiction. Nigga, who you kidding? 100 grams Pyrex, now meet me in the kitchen. Call me Mr. Montana, cause I'm still sniffing. Face getting red, but I know my whole limit. Vodka on ice, mixed with tequila. Add a few worms so the liquor won't kill ya. I'm white boy wasted, party like a rock star. With my boy Welsh, and we headed to the star bar. No, I'm not a fiend, I just like to get high. Move work to get by, fuck a chick with thick thighs. Weed habit growing, and I need more, cause they know I stay twisted like Bobby Brown jaw. I get high, and I'm feeling like M. Time to recover, bitch, and do this shit again. I'm so high, man, it feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine. I'm so high, man, it feel like I'm from outer space. Walking on the moon, damn, I can't feel my face. I'm so high, I think I'm on cloud nine. All this perp and these pills got me feeling so fine.
was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was platinum, American Express. I can't express the anticipation, ridiculous blazing. A super blow, I'm gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers, I told ya. I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavyweight, I kinda sewer. I love it to smell like, on the menu to my amazement was like 10 kinds of weed to put you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning and I can't stop grinning. Damn, it was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn, Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too butted out, and I need to gain composure, my vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something. Why your eye keeps twitching? Aight, everything is tight. I'ma kick it, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, off the super window, goddamn. But your boy Pistol is a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, if the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball.
On the streets, no moms and dads. I had to fend for myself with my own two hands. But today I'm hurt, and I'll tell you why. I got a hangnail, hanging from my cuticle. A hangnail, it ain't beautiful. It hurts like a bitch that I did last night.
Hey, Chris, what you doing?
He's laying back in the cut, peeping at this here homie. Yo, Pop, me and some cheddar. Some player haters be throwing salt in my game, grilling me over my gear. Not needs to be, Mackin style.
Well, the important thing is you tried, son.
Do I want to do this? Is it going to make it? Almost. Wait for it. Hold on. Wait. Dang it. No, fuck it. Be back, y'all. Slash Sundays. Another end of Slash Sundays with the Daggers. L.A. West Coast all day. Back radio. I'm going to let my boy Lion get his shout-outs real quick. 1 second. As soon as I get him back in. Come on. You can do it. I know you can do it. Come on. Almost there. Yeah. Come on. I couldn't even end the show smoothly, could I? Come on. Get it where I'm nice, smooth. Would have been done. Could have got out of here real nice and easy. Just had to fucking off again. Hold on. My bad, y'all. Like I said, the one bad thing about internet radio, like I said, is that it's the fucking internet. So that shit gets crazy sometimes. Hold on, I'm trying to restart it real quick, real fast. But yeah, it was a good stop Sunday. Shout out to Mr. Pills checking in. You know, Levi Kev stopped through. Kizzy Miss,
Who else came through today? Miss Elegance was in the building. All right. Of course, Lion's still here. I'm trying to still bring him in. All right. My nigga Fry stopped by, said what's up. That's good. Okay, here we go. Almost there. Come on. Try this again. There we go. Lion.
Yo.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and give your shout out, man. Let me know if they can find you real quick before we get up out of here.
All right, man. Yo, I want to shout out the Bluff, man. My boy, Curtis Snow. You got Poncho. You got Montana. I don't know if y'all heard of Snow on the Bluff, but my boys, they doing their thing. They got their little movie out, you know, just representing. Y'all can always Google me, Lions Music, LionzMuzik. Anything you want to find, you'll find it. Just shout out to Den. Shout out to Dagger. Shout out Queen D. I forgot who your lady host is on Wednesdays with you, but shout out to her. Shout out to everybody listening. I want to thank you all for the support. Be on the lookout for the mixtape, Blood of a Slave, Heart of a Lion. That's what it is. So it'll be dropping in about a week.
There it is, y'all. Make sure y'all check out for it. Make sure y'all looking for it. And then, as always, you know, shout out everybody that fucks with Bang Out Radio. Shout out to Boss Radio, Seltzer, Pez, and Shay. And then, like I said, just anybody out there that takes the time out of their day to just sit back and, like I said, listen to this show, or if you download it later on at your own leisure. Because, like I said, we got worldwide people listening to this show. So a lot of y'all are asleep right now, so y'all got to wait until tomorrow, which is cool. But thanks for downloading. Like I'm saying, the best y'all can do, or the most y'all can do, at least for your boys, just talk about the show. Again, that's all I ask. That's all y'all required to do. If y'all want to keep things moving, keep things pushing, keep things going, and show me that, you know, I'm doing something right, that's how y'all show me I'm doing something right. I'm making sure that these downloads, make sure y'all talk about the show, make sure y'all spread the word, make sure y'all keep sending me y'all new music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, so remember, we got Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. Tomorrow's the Triple M Show. That's Mo Music Monday. All right, where we just play all music, all right, for 2 hours. So like I said, make sure you get in your cuts. Make sure you get in your tracks, because I always got a place to play your music. So make sure you send them to me. That's the Triple M Show on Mondays, again, from 7 to 9. Again, you know, piggybacking right here on Slap Sundays. Then, of course, we got West Coast Wednesday sometimes with my co-host Queen V, all right, where we talk about adult matters and adult topics. And, you know, keep it R&B and freaky oriented, all right. Then, of course, we got Fuck You Fridays, which is the opposite of the Triple M Show on Mondays, which is what we do, is we all just talk. If you got problems, you got beef, you got things you want to get off your chest, if you got something you want to discuss, all right, whatever that is, maybe you got something you want to holler at me about or ask me, you want my opinion on something or want some advice, I can help you out. But that's all we do on Fridays, is we just talk, all right. We just talk, we just rap, kick shit. Like I said, I want y'all to get that shit off y'all chest, because I want y'all to go into the weekend in a good mood, not a bad one, all right? And then, of course, y'all know where we at every Sunday, Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. And then, yeah, see, I got a nice little lineup, all right? So keep spreading news, keep talking about the shows, keep fucking with your boy, because this is what I'm, like I said, I'm only here for y'all myself, because I'm not trying to go crazy, but mainly I'm here for y'all, all right? So, like I said, just make me a believer. Give me a reason to want to keep doing this shit, all right? We'll see y'all next week. We'll see y'all tomorrow. We'll see y'all damn near every other day out here on Bang Out Radio, all right? Keep up with the shows, follow the shows, and that's it. I'm going to get in on the smoke session real quick before we head up out of here with KD, because I'm so high as well. See y'all next week.
KD, now, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I do. And we on the dark side. Thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Yeah.
I can sit back, smoke weed, and listen to
I'm
you sing
so
all day.
Fresh up in the morning, a nigga still yawning. Couldn't get a sleep cause these bitches keep calling. Falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Time for me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. I get tired of weed, need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my
all weed.
Chris Angel.
Watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high. Smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke. Now it's time for surgery cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass the zigzag. Roll it up. Lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path. Try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland. Smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand. Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worse. A lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
Oh, high. Sounds like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
We all choking, coughing up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking. Hoping they legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card.
Fuck that.
Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got 4 or 5 suppliers prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in. Keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. T.I. When I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up. While I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked. Because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now. Dagger reps the green team, keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when things and I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm so
so high.